blunt.
Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Hello, Renegade Nation. This is Sammy the Sausage Man. It's a great Saturday. The 15th. Anyway, last night I was on the strip, and we told you guys we were going to do, and I was on the strip. Richie was here in the studio training Dawn. We may have a third person, so look out for that. It's going to be fun. Anyway, I'm going to break down a little bit about what happened last night. But before I do that, I do want to make an apology to Bill Clinton that I actually mixed it up with the 12-year-old girl regarding the rape allegation. Basically, what it was is it was Hillary representing the rapist of the little girl, and she was actually making fun and wisecracks about this little girl who was raped and brutally abused by the man that she was representing, who got a lesser charge. So I apologize for my mess up on that. Anyway, so let's go back to what I did last night. I was really shocked by the amount of the people that did not have the education regarding our GOPs. The one thing that really surprised me is that a lot of people were wanting to vote for Hillary because she is a woman. And that was really shocking to me that they didn't even know the politics behind each candidate, and they were just voting for her because she was a woman. Most of the women that did that were women that are the ones that wanted to vote for her because she was a woman. The other one was a lot of the African-American gentlemen between the ages of 19 to 29 were all going for Hillary and saying that Trump was a racist and a pig and a womanizing fool. And the bottom line is that he was treating, he didn't know how to treat America. So the biggest issue that I saw regarding this whole thing was that most of the people that are going to vote are really not very bright. And it was just I don't want to say bright. I think they were just dumbed down to the point that they don't know what is what anymore. And it's a scary thought. And so without any further ado, let's go ahead and see what the hell I did last night. And by the way, there was this soldier. I want to say you were amazing. I love talking to you and thank you for your service. And I also want to say the guy that I met at the Denny's restaurant when he was going in and we were talking, you were amazing. And I love you all from Idaho. Good luck. And I look forward to hearing from you guys. You can email us. You got my business card. So we will talk to you guys later. Let's do this.
Vote for Trump.
Okay. And
give your first name.
You don't give me your name.
Ken.
Uh-huh.
Ken.
Ken?
Yeah.
So why are you voting for Trump?
Because, well, first of all, number one, there's no way I'm going to be voting for Hillary because of what she's done with the military and prior military. And
so what branch were you in? I'm sorry.
Army.
Army. Okay.
Yeah. Everything that went over there, happened over there, Benghazi, is just completely unacceptable.
I don't know. What else is there to say, really?
Well, I'll tell you what. If Hillary gets in the office, then our government's going to be a hell of a lot bigger.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, and you know what? I hope you listen to our show. We're worldwide.
Are you?
Oh, okay. We're worldwide. It's Renegade Talk. We don't sugarcoat shit. And I'm not kidding. We talk to porn stars. We talk to fetish models. We actually, it's really bad. So if you like to hear the truth and stuff, and it's kind of not no shit pulled apart.
Yeah, I listen to Mark Levin, so that's about as hard truth as you can get right there.
Well, you're gonna really like this. And what was your name?
Dina.
Would you like to say hi to anybody? I promise this is worldwide. I swear to God, we have over 3 million listeners all over the world.
I don't know. I can't think of anybody.
Where are you from?
Portland, Oregon.
Well, thank you so much for your service. Can I give you a hug, brother? I'm serious. Thank you so much for your service. I've had a lot of family members in there, and I lost some in war.
I'm sorry.
I actually lost one outside of war in here in this country. He was in Vietnam, my second cousin, and they didn't help me.
It's pretty hard, when you lose a brother or sister.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is Randy. Who do you plan on going for?
Who are you going to vote for, Randy?
You.
You going to vote for me? I'm up for vote?
Uh-huh.
I am.
Hey, so, this one, microphone.
Yeah, it's a microphone.
Who the hell here listen to you?
This is going to be recorded, and then it goes into the computer.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Renegade Nation, now do you realize why this country has gone to hell in a handbasket? Anyway, bye. Hello, Renegade Nation. This is Sammy the Sausage Man. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas on the Strip. We're just now leaving the Mirage. I'm coming to you because Richie would have been here tonight, but we are actually in the process of training our new third-party person that's supposed to be in with, come into our studio with us, named Dawn. So he's actually training her as we speak, actually. And that's awesome because we're going to have a third person in with our radio show. So look forward to having a different point of view within our radio station. So we're going to go ahead and get this show on the road and start doing the poll and find out what's going to happen with the polls and see how many people are going to go with for Trump and how many are going to go for Hillary. So stay tuned and we will see what we're going to be doing. Kidding, but you know who's running for
I mean, there's two main characters, Donald Trump and Hillary, you know?
Right.
I've been disconnected of it, you know.
You haven't been connected?
No, I haven't been connected. I haven't been watching news and stuff like that, so I don't know who's winning or who's losing.
Yeah, this is a microphone. I don't need to know your names. What have you heard about Hillary or Trump?
I mean, my name is Enrique Gomez, you know?
Enrique.
And that's my name. And I have heard good things about Donald Trump and bad things about Donald Trump. And I have heard good things about Hillary Clinton and bad things about Hillary Clinton, you know?
What kind of good things have you heard about Hillary?
The good things about Hillary is, like, really less stuff, you know? Like, she talks more about the America, how it is, the U.S., the United States of America, how it is right now, how it's going to stay. And about Donald Trump, I've been hearing about stuff that he's going to send people to their own place. They both got a really good chance to win on it. I don't know who's winning, I don't know who's losing. And I'm waiting for that, you know? I'm waiting.
Well, what if I was telling you that there was a WikiLeaks that came out on Hillary Clinton that she may be behind the death of that judge, Scalia?
That would be really bad, yes. That would change a lot of stuff. Yes, probably, yeah. Something like that would change it.
Yeah.
It all depends about what the judge did, you know?
Well, the judge was in a hotel room. He was murdered. They call it wet works. So they're positioning, it looks like to me that they're positioning Hillary to take over, so they're trying to get rid of certain people in order to do that. Would that change your vote if that was the case and you're seeing some kind of conspiracy?
Probably would change it for me, you know, like it's like, it might be like some 49% of my vote,
right.
would change it. She would still have 1% of it. You know, the other 49 will be loose, and the other 50 will be to Donald Trump, because it's 50-50, you understand me?
Well, I appreciate
and, that 1% would be for the investigation, to see if she's behind it or she's not.
We've been calling for an investigation, you better believe it, right?
Cool, yeah. You gotta believe everything you hear, you know?
No worries. Your name was?
Enrique Gomez.
Thank you so much, Enrique.
No worries.
Thank you, guys. Hey, Renegade Nation, this is Sammy the Sausage Man. I'm here with, what's your name?
Brian Gilby.
Brian Gilby, and your name?
And Linda.
And Linda. Well, these are a lovely couple. They're actually from England, and we know that we have a lot of listeners there in England, and if you ever see these people, make sure you say hi to them, and if you're a family member, you make sure you go up to them and say, hey, I heard you guys on Renegade Talk Radio. Hey! So let me ask you a question. If you were in, have you been keeping tabs on what we're doing here with our voting? Have you been?
Yeah, it's all
you have.
Yeah, in England, yeah.
So what is most England people thinking about? Who are they wanting to be president here?
Well, I think the funniest thing is, like, we've got Nigel Farage helping out Donald Trump at the moment. He's the guy who made, like, Brexit available for the British.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, you know. So
they're pulling for Trump.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, us here at Renegade Nation, we're actually going for Trump, too.
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we don't want that psycho bitch in our... and yes, I call it... Yes, Hillary, I said, you're a psycho bitch.
He seems a bit of fresh air, really, doesn't he? You know?
Yeah, he's...
And he's what people want.
Right, well, he's... You know what? It's gotten to the point where we're so tired of having our heads stomped in the ground.
Yeah.
And I know, like I said, we have a lot of fans in England. And we get a lot of emails from England. I kid you not. But anyway, so that's what a lot of people are thinking. They want Trump from England.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
That's what they're wanting?
Yeah, definitely.
You're really quiet.
Well, I'm walking behind.
Oh, are you shy?
No.
Oh, God. Do you have anybody you want to say hi to?
Hi, Kirsty. Hi, Rex.
Hi, Rex. You want to say hi to?
No, I'm fine.
I'm telling you right now, there's a lot of people out there. I think you're not. So, Renegade Nation, when we air this, I promise you, if you see this really lovely couple, they're awesome. And make sure you say hi to them. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Can I ask you guys a question? I am Sammy, the Sausage Man from Renegade Talk Radio. We actually own a radio station out here. And what's your names?
Ashley Emma. And Emma.
You're what?
Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Ashley.
Ashley.
Bob.
Hi, Bob. Now, my question is, are you guys registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other question is, who are you voting for?
Trump.
Yes.
Make America great again.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. All right. You know, I want to let you guys know right now, we are actually, Renegade Talk Radio is going to be at the Trump rally.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we're huge, but believe me, we're huge.
Thank God.
Yeah, so we are going to be there, and your name was again?
Ashley.
Ashley?
Emma.
Emma
and Bob.
Look at Renegade Talk Radio. I promise you guys are going to be on there. We have over 3 million listeners all over the world, so they're going to hear you, and they're going to know exactly who you guys are. Thank you so much. Can I give you a hug?
Of course.
Thank you. Go Trump. Go Trump.
America, great.
I'd hug you, but we'd look gay.
Exactly.
There you go. Thank you guys so much. Have a good one. Thank you. Can I interview you real quick?
I don't know if you want my interview.
Oh, I do.
Hold on. Hey, James, come back.
Yeah, that's okay. Come on through. Anyway, come on in. Well, I'm Sammy with Renegade Nation. So where are you guys coming from?
Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas. And the question I'm asking is who are you guys voting for?
Trump.
Yeah. Trump? You're Trump too? Why are you guys voting for Trump?
Because Hillary's a liar.
Thank you. That's what we do here at Renegade Nation. That's what I'm talking about. You bet.
So many proof on the internet, bro. Hillary is.
Here you go.
Quote unquote, didn't know the rapist. Man, she's for rape, man. Fuck Hillary.
Oh, I know. That's right. And did you know that there's something that came out on WikiLeaks right now that she was.
Let's just stop right here and talk about this.
I'm from Australia and I'm voting Trump.
You're from where?
Australia.
Hell
Australia,
yeah. You're voting for Trump? That's what I'm talking about, sister.
About
oh my gosh. Is that what Australia wants? Does Australia want Trump?
Well, mixed feelings, but we think he's funny.
Yeah.
He says what the people are thinking.
That's exactly it. He's the people's champion, is the way I look at it. He's the people's champion.
Y'all live in Australia
soon? Yeah.
That's awesome that Australians are actually wanting him to come on. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I just talked to somebody from England. They said, yeah.
Yeah.
What made y'all come all the way down here? Just Vegas?
Oh, no. We've traveled around. I mean,
y'all travel
Dallas,
all around?
Oh, that's awesome.
You say Dallas?
Yeah,
we're
flew
from
into Dallas.
Dallas, Texas?
Yeah.
We're from Dallas.
That's where we landed.
Yeah, I like it or I hate it, be honest.
Dallas up to Louisville.
I liked it all.
You liked it all?
Yeah, I've been to Washington, New York, Boston, right out, and then here. I'm going to LA next, Hawaii, and then I'm heading home.
You know
what's good? The beer's cold everywhere.
Yeah.
You do realize that if Hillary does become president, I honestly believe that we will go into a World War III.
Oh, we will.
Because she's a fucking psycho, and you can say that all you want.
Oh, we will.
We do cuss on our site, and I'll give you my card. You can go on, and you can actually hear yourself. You can share it with your family and friends. We're actually all over the world.
You better keep that card.
We're all over the world. We're in the UK, England. We actually are in Australia. We have a lot of fans. They talk to us all over the place. I'm telling you, we're everywhere. And we're going to be at the Trump rally.
Well, you know what? We've traveled from, say, all around. We were in a camper van all the way up to Boston, Detroit. And everyone we spoke to were all saying Trump.
Oh,
the only place that we struck Hillary at was Washington.
Oh, yeah.
Washington.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of stuff happening, and what we're afraid of is that they're going to try to rig our voting structure.
Dude, they're going to.
Yeah, because
they're
they don't want her.
They're going to for Hillary to try to win.
Well, that's why I'm doing this tonight.
She's already rigged so much shit.
I got input.
Okay.
It's just like last year. Who was it, Obama and the other guy? Everybody was voting 4 years ago, whatever. First black president, okay? Now you got Trump and the first woman president? Oh, they're going to rig it for the first woman.
But you know another thing, too, is that I don't think they can rig it because in Australia, the problem is here in America, yous are not made to vote. We are.
Yeah.
So we get a fine. We get fined if we don't vote.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
We get fined.
Y'all get fined if y'all don't vote for America?
180. No, in Australia, we have to vote for our prime
y'all
minister.
Y'all have
no
president, right? If you're on the electric roll.
You have when you're 18, you have to be on the electric roll. Whoever's on that has to vote. If they don't, it's a $180 fine.
Oh, my God.
How much?
$180.
That is crazy.
Oh, so yeah, here in America, a lot of people, they all talk, but they don't vote.
So what do you think? Do you think Australia has a good voting structure?
Well, I do because
they're making everyone vote.
Everyone
that way.
Vote. Where here, you don't have to, but right. Everyone talks. But a lot of the people that talk to us don't vote.
Well, one of the problems that we have here in America is we have the electoral votes, which means is they actually, the electoral votes was designed for when this first country was formed. We didn't have enough people to vote. So what they did is they created the electoral vote, so that president or elect or whatever the president that was running for it, if he got those electoral votes, then he became president. There's been many times that we've actually had the popular vote, and a president didn't make it, or a nominee.
The reason being, people say I'd vote for Trump, but right. They don't go and vote. That's the problem.
Well, this actually is looking to be probably the most record voting year that we've ever had in American history.
Because people have to get off their butt and go and vote.
Yeah, and I think that's well. And here's what I'm afraid of, because they've actually proven that there has been death votes, meaning they've used cemetery votes.
Well, we've had that over too.
Oh, you have that too.
Hillary's cheating the system no matter what. How many times has she already cheated the system already?
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's crazy.
She's cheating the system no matter what. So she's done been busted so many times.
What was your name?
Armstrong. Debbie Armstrong.
Debbie Armstrong.
Jake.
Jeff.
Jezadiah Casher.
Jezadiah Casher.
Chase Criscoli.
Okay. Well, I promise you, this will probably be going up tomorrow. If not Monday. Yeah, you got it. I'm going to give you guys my cards. My name is Sammy the Sausage Man.
Everybody that likes Trump, go and vote.
We're doing that. Yeah, here you go. Oh, here you go. I'll give you one too, sir. And get everybody involved because
I'm keeping this in my motherfucking
So we'll see you later. God bless. Thanks for stopping to talk to me. Well, my man, it was really a pleasure.
Okay, dude.
You guys be safe out
Take
here.
Take yourself off the mic for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hello, my name is Sammy the Sausage Man. I'm here again with, what's your name?
Angelica.
Kevin.
And Kevin?
Yeah.
Hi, Kevin. Where are you guys coming from?
Puerto Rico?
Yeah. Yes.
Holy hell! Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing here?
We haven't been to the West Coast.
You what?
We haven't been out to the West Coast.
You haven't been out to the West Coast?
Mm-hmm.
So, have you guys been keeping up on our polls, like what's happening with America?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And if you had to vote, who would you vote for? And why?
Oh,
you know who's voting here, right?
Yeah.
Trump and Hillary?
Okay. Yeah, we
okay.
know.
Who would you vote for if it was up to you?
Right now, my vote's sitting mostly with Hillary. For the simple fact, that's what we have.
And why?
Oh, because, one, I'm not a Republican.
Huh?
One, I'm not a Republican. And
okay.
Two, I don't like too much Donald Trump.
You what?
I don't like Donald Trump too
okay.
much.
And what is it that you think Hillary has done that would make her a good president?
Well, she has a lot of experience, I would say that.
Okay.
She's been in the Congress and all these things. But Trump, he's coming out of nowhere. I don't think he has too much experience. And from what I've seen in the media, he gets caught out there a lot, doing a lot of crazy stuff.
So, and what about you?
Hillary.
You're going with Hillary too?
Yeah, she's basically the only option. The other one's stupid.
Okay, and what is the number one thing that Hillary has done for this country that you could think of?
Fighting fighting for women's rights and stuff like that, but she does that a lot.
Okay, how does she fight for our right, like women's rights?
I'd say, honestly,
you don't know.
Don't know too much.
Well, what if I was to tell you that actually Hillary has voted, oftentimes than not, against women's rights?
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
She, if you look at her voting record, she has voted against equal rights for women. I'm not kidding you. It's, you can look it up. Look at her dossier. Okay. She actually has voted against her rights. Now, what if I was to tell you that 2,050 emails came out regarding her role in making ISIL? Would that change your vote?
And what's ISIL?
ISIL is ISIS, the terrorist groups that's going all over the world.
Oh,
that was a WikiLeaks that came out. Yeah. And then, did you hear about the Scalia one, the new one that just came out? Judge Scalia? How an email from her to Podesta, and that she was, there's some indication that she was actually involved in the assassination, which is called wet works. Now, would you rather have somebody that doesn't know anything that's actually the people of America or for the people of America? Now, here's my idea with Trump. I'm not trying to change your mind. You're going to do what you want to do. But if you look at Trump, the people are tired of politicians. We're tired of being told that, hey, this is what's best for you. Trump is not trying to do that. America has not been a business in so many years that we're actually less than 1%, which means there's less than 1% growth. Now, in Puerto Rico, how are the jobs in Puerto Rico?
They suck. We don't get to vote for U.S. president.
Yeah, right. Because you got, Puerto Rico's not
well,
America.
We're associated. But
you're associate,
not,
right.
We get to vote for a governor and our town mayor. But other than that, we don't get to vote for a U.S. president or anything like that. So this
right, because you're not a...
One of the first times that we would, if we stay, because we're actually staying in Utah. So it'll be like one of the very first times that we actually get to put our vote in.
Because they're letting you guys vote this time, right?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were doing that.
Well, not in Puerto Rico. Here in Utah. We're residing right now in Utah. We're staying there for... We've been there since July now.
Oh, so they're letting you vote?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you another question. Did they kind of coerce a vote? Because I know that they've been doing that, too. Like, if you vote for Hillary, we'll give you voting rights.
Well,
not that I've heard of.
No. Okay.
Basically, like I said, we don't at all. We don't even get to say, hey, this president looks good.
Well, do me a favor. I want you guys to really look at what's going on and make your vote. I mean, vote however, because this is a land of the free, and we want you guys to vote the way you feel that you should vote. But really look at both candidates and look at what's going on. You know how they brought up on Trump that he was roping all these women and this, but did you see that they brought out all the women that Hillary Clinton's husband, Bill Clinton, had heard? So they're playing dirty politics right now.
Yeah,
and the bottom line is, it's we really want to make sure that the people are educated before they vote. You know what I'm saying? So, and what would, do you have anybody you want to say hi to?
My parents in Puerto Rico, my son, Alex Mar in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah.
You?
Well, my brother up in New York and my mom and stuff today up in New York City.
All right. Well, here is our business card. This is about the website to go on Renegade Talk Radio.
Okay.
And please pass it around to everybody and let them know they'll hear their names on our show. And it's a pleasure meeting you.
Thank you.
You guys have a safe time here. Thank you so much. Renegade Nation. So there we go. We got some more. We just got our very first Hillary. Unfortunately, they were not really educated in the ability. Their thing on Hillary Clinton was that she was has more experience. Now, the people don't realize that this experience that she has, they don't look at the history, what she's done and what she has not done. So when I explained to them what some of the things, they couldn't tell me what her single most thing she's done for this country. So anyway, we're going to interview some more people and we're going to see how this goes. Okay, thank you so much. Hello, ladies. I don't mean to interrupt you. My name is Sammy the Sausage Man with Renegade Talk Radio. Would you mind if I interviewed you?
No.
Are you guys from America?
No.
Where are you from?
Poland.
Yes. Actually, we have fans in Poland. We have fans in Poland. I have fans in Poland. We have them in the UK. We have them in France. We have them in England. We have them in Uganda. I kid you not. It's Renegade Talk Radio. If you think I'm kidding, you can look us up. I'm not joking. There you go. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
Hi.
You want to say hi to somebody?
Greetings from Poland.
There you go. Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Well, we just talked to somebody from Poland. They weren't enjoying it. They were a little bit nervous. I think they thought I was some kind of creepazoid. I would be too if I had to look at me too. All right, let's look for our next victims. Hi, this is Sammy with Renegade Gay Talk Radio. I'm with these two hot, lovely bunny girls. So we're stationed out here, actually. So just so you know that we're actually stationed. So what's your name?
Nicole.
Allison. My God, you both are just gorgeous. Holy crap. And how old are you?
23 and 25.
Okay. And are you guys from Las Vegas or?
Both in San Diego originally, or both in California.
Oh, wow. Okay. So my question for you guys is if you were to, are you guys registered to vote?
Yes.
And we were just talking before, you said you were undecided.
Yes, I am.
How would you, because you've got like 24 days, so what would make you decide one way or the other?
Goodness, that's a really tough question. You know what? I'm just going to have to do a lot more homework in regards to... I feel like right now, nobody's really focused on... nobody's really focused on what the policies are, and, like, especially with the media, they're not very focused on policies. It's just kind of like...
Kind of like an ugly
throwing
ball, right?
Yeah,
scat at each other.
Yeah, exactly. And so I feel like I have to do a lot more homework in regards to the policies in order to make my decision, because, you know, through watching
the crap that you're seeing on
exactly. I just feel like I'm not getting enough information on their policies and all that to make an informed decision.
Right. What if you don't get that?
Well, I'm going to have to. I mean, I'm going to have to start doing a lot of homework and start looking into certain stuff
So you're undecided?
Yes, I am.
Nicole, okay. Yeah. So who are you going for?
Definitely Trump. I'm a strong-headed Republican.
It's
all about making America great again, and especially after what Hillary did in Benghazi, I know.
Thank you.
And if she was president, I feel like every other country would just think they could walk all over us.
You bet. Well, just so you know, I'm actually going to Renegade Nation, or Renegade Radio is going to be at the Trump after party, so we're going to be interviewing, like, Clint Eastwood and all these other people. You're going to be hearing about us. We've already got over 3 million listeners, so all over the world. So is there anybody you want to say hi to?
No, very good.
How about you?
Don't
be shy. Skinny cat.
Hi, Bo.
These are puppies.
Oh, you're puppies. Yeah. I've got four dogs.
Really?
I've got four dogs, three cats, and a damn horse and a goldfish.
Are you serious? That's awesome.
When I get off of this, I'll show you my pictures.
Okay.
Just want to say hi to all my friends, like Lexi, Ocean, Monica, Bethany. Woo! Everyone.
Yay.
Every other friend I have.
Every other friend you have, say hi.
Hey.
There you go.
All right, thank Renegade you. Nation. The question that we're going to be asking is, who are you going for, like, when you're voting? Because we're trying to figure out what the poll actually is, because we've been hearing that Hillary has this high poll, and I've been seeing a lot of people, like, at Trump's rallies and not so much at...
Ew, he's a fucking loser.
You don't like Trump?
I don't like either of them. They suck.
Okay, so you're not going to vote this year?
I'm not registered.
You're not registered? How about you?
I am registered to vote, and I am going to vote this year.
And who are you going to vote for? I don't need your name. We're just looking for a poll just to see if it's Trump or Hillary.
I'm going to vote for Hillary.
You're going to vote for Hillary. Okay. Yeah. How about you?
I'll vote for Hillary.
Hillary? Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for your great vote. I appreciate it.
Is that it?
That's it. That's all I want to know. We're just doing
a poll. Are we on the radio right now?
No, you're not on now. You're going to be on probably either tomorrow or Sunday or
Monday. It's all about the debate, right? That's going on this week?
Actually, yeah.
Does that have to do with that?
You want to put your vote in? Okay. It's going to be, I'm actually with the Trump rally, so I'll be going to the Trump rally. Oh, I'm actually not, because I kind of done a lot of research. We do that with Renegade Talk Radio. So please, if there's anybody you want to say hi to.
Yeah, I want to say what's up to, what's up to Lil Gigi and Lil Cheeto and Lil Hot Flamin' Hots over there on the block at the Trap House.
All right.
I want to say hi to my mom, Amy, in Jersey.
Hey, so you're from
I'm from Jersey.
I was just about to say New York, and I know that pisses you
right
off.
Right.
And I love doing it, just so you know. You want to say anything to anybody? Whoa.
You're throwing shit.
I'll do that.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. You have a great day.
Too.
And be safe. All right, Renegade Nation, I decided not to talk to them about why they're voting for Hillary, but that was their take. We had three Hillaries. Okay, thank you.
What station am I going to be on?
You're going to be on Renegade Talk Radio. We're actually worldwide. We have fans all over the world. I kid you not. The UK.
Are you recording me now?
Yeah, I'm recording you right now.
So who should I vote for?
What? Why don't you tell me? Do you know who's up?
Yeah, I know who's up.
Okay. Who's up?
I'm voting for not Donald Trump.
You're voting for Hillary. So what was the... why would you be voting for Hillary?
Because she's a woman.
She's a woman?
Yeah.
So you...
Hey, I'm on national TV. I'm in Vegas. What do you expect? I'm gonna make the world laugh right now. I'm not gonna be serious right
okay,
now.
Okay, have you gotten laid
yet? Enjoy
your
night, man. Yeah, I have a wife.
Oh, okay.
Ladies, I'm taking. Her name's
okay.
Janera Ellen.
You wanna say hi to her?
Hey, baby, Janera Ellen, I love you.
Ah, there you go, brother. So you keep this. Actually, keep this card, and you can get people and have them listen to you talking, all right? Thank you guys so much. There you go, Renegade Nation. That was pretty insane. The guy was really weird looking. Anyhow, his reason for voting for her because she was a woman. So it wasn't about politics at all. So that was pretty crazy. All right, there we go. So we're going to go and do some more. Here we go. Hi, what's your name?
Takor.
Shakur?
Takor.
Oh, Takor. And yours is?
Monique.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Monique. My name is Sammy. I'm Sammy the Sausage Man. There you go. My question I have for you, are you guys registered to vote?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. We don't want Trump to get in office.
You don't want Trump?
No.
No? Why is that?
He the devil.
He's the devil?
Yeah.
Well, and you?
I ain't voting him.
You're not voting?
No. I'm not voting Trump.
Okay. You're not voting Trump.
Trump don't care about us. You know that already, though.
Well, I don't think either one of them. I mean, either one.
Honestly, I feel the same. Hillary, I feel like we kind of getting bamboozled with her, too. But I would choose her over Trump any day.
And because why?
Because he's just not for our people. And he don't care about me, you, or nobody.
Okay. And you think Hillary is for everybody, or?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, thank you so much for your vote. I appreciate it. It was really a pleasure meeting you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, look on the...
Yeah.
Okay. Mind if I put you on here? You going for Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah? And where are you from? Charleston?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Charleston, South Carolina. Well, thank you so much for your vote. We're trying to get people to find out what's really going on with the polls because it seems like the polls have gotten a little bit crazy. You want to say hi to anybody?
But, yeah.
We're worldwide, so.
No,
okay, well, thank you, Talk Radio. Are you guys registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes? Are you? Who are you voting for, if you don't mind me asking? We're doing a poll, so we don't have to have your name or anything if you don't want to disclose that.
I really don't know. I can't set either one.
you don't know which one you're going to vote for? It's 24 days, young lady.
Yeah, I can't stand either one of them.
You can't stand either one of them, so
no.
You're not going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well... Go to the voting polls, vote your conscience, and do what you need to do. And thank you so much for your time. God bless. Are you voting this year?
No.
You're not voting? Oh, man. You're not?
No.
You're not registered?
I am.
Okay, why are you not voting?
Because they both suck.
They both suck. Well, what if I was telling you they may even try to take your vote and put it towards the candidate that they want in? Would that...
That's not surprising.
Yeah. So if you had to pick the lesser of two evils, who would you pick? You don't have to give me your name. Nobody's going to know.
Trump.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Thank you so much, sweetheart. You are awesome. Well, I hope you do go and vote because we do need change in America. So just so you know. Oh, do you want to say hi to anybody? No? Okay. Are you nervous? Why are you so scared? You do. Okay, well, here's our card.
Okay, cool.
We're on there, so you can sit there. And Renegade Nation, this chick is hot. She's so gorgeous. Thank you so much for your time. You too, honey. Hi, ladies. I'm with RenegadeTalkRadio.com here in Las Vegas. I want to ask, can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can ask me a question.
Yes. Are you registered to vote?
No, but
you're
you wanted me to be?
Well... Oh, my God. Yes.
What
if you could vote, who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
Oh, you would? Well, why aren't you registered to vote, honey?
Because he's amazing.
What? He's amazing? How about you? Who would you vote for?
Who would I vote for?
Yes.
I don't want to vote for either one of them.
Okay, if it's a lesser of two evils, who would you vote for?
Probably Donald, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because I like. Are you doing it in a way?
Why?
Because I like my money.
You like? That's a way, good way to look at it. Because if he's president, guess what happens? He's going to bring more businesses back into this country. Correct?
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah.
And how about you?
Neither one.
Why did you say you would vote for him?
Because he's about my money.
Well, here's my card. This is our business card, so this is how you'll be able to see us. We're actually worldwide, so we're around the world, so you'll be able to hear us. So anyway, thank you so much. Are you going to say hi to anybody?
Hey. Peace out.
Thank you so much. You're awesome. Hi, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm Sammy the Sausage. I'm with Renegade Talk Radio, and we're trying to do a poll for Hillary or Trump, and we were just trying to see if you guys were voting for either one.
Yeah!
Wow! Favor Flav. Why would you pick Favor Flav, young lady?
I got
the
best notice.
Choice.
Because he's not Hillary, he's not Trump.
Right.
So, your best choice.
You hear that, Renegade Nation? She said Favor Flav, the guy that just got in trouble for a DUI, I believe it was. Well, thank you guys so much for helping me out with this. Hi, do you mind if I ask you a question? Are you a registered voter? Are you a registered voter?
Yeah.
And do you know who you're going to vote for?
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, and why would you vote for Hillary Clinton versus Trump?
Because look who Trump is.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Hi, guys. I'm Sammy the Sausage with Renegade Talk Radio, and I was just curious, are you guys registered to vote?
No.
You're not registered, are you? Have you guys thought about voting?
Once or twice.
So why have you not registered?
Time, I guess.
Time? Well, you know you still have time to register, I believe. Don't you?
Do we?
I think we do.
You got the clipboard?
No, I don't have the clipboard, my man. But anyway, the reason why I was asking is because who would you vote for if you could vote for?
Woo! All right. You better not say Trump, bro. I'm going to punch you.
Nah, who?
I mean,
who?
You say Trump. I'm going to punch you.
I mean,
all
right.
Just because I don't want to vote for Trump don't mean voting for Hillary is the right thing either.
It's not. But,
hey,
I mean,
between the two, if I were to choose, because Trump, I feel, is illiterate, insignificant, and ignorant when it comes to politics, it would be Hillary.
All right.
But if it weren't for the two, I'd vote for somebody else.
Really?
Like, if it really came down to it, between the Republicans and the Democrats, I feel like I should be able to vote for an independent.
Right, because they don't even have one up there.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
Okay, so between the two, I would have to vote for Hillary. And the only reason why is because of her husband.
Why?
Because, this might sound funny, but I'd vote for the first man before I vote for the next first lady.
Okay.
Right. That's the only reason why.
Now, my other question is, do any of you guys know when the War of 1812 happened?
1812.
Good job. That's what I'm talking about. Hey. See, a lot of people, you would be so shocked how many people would not get that question. There you go.
The War of 1812.
Hey. You're listening.
Hey, wasn't it the 100-year war?
What's that?
Wasn't it the 100-year war?
The 100-year war? No.
No, okay. See, I might get the next few confused. But you know, I also know that the 100-year war didn't happen for 100 years.
Right. That would be
France and Spain.
Yep.
And, right there.
Yep, you're good. I'm glad to hear you.
Hey, politics.
You got
politics.
It. You got it. Well, thank you guys so much for your time. I appreciate it. God bless. You guys mind if I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah, of course.
I'm from Renegade Talk Radio here at the station out in Vegas.
Yes.
Now the question. I said I actually do mind.
Oh, so you don't want you don't.
Yeah, I do mind.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for your time. You have a good
guys,
day.
Have a good night.
Canada? Did I almost
we
say
just
that?
Sit and watch and go.
Really? I know, right?
That would be a really tough decision.
Really? Well, who do you think would be good for the trade for Canada?
Trade for Canada, probably Trump.
Right, and it's because he's a businessman, right?
He's a businessman. He wants to blow stuff up. Right? We like to build things, so.
Yeah, I mean, he's a businessman.
Yeah. How many people does she employ?
What's that?
How many people does she employ?
I know, exactly. Well, thank you so much for your
time. It's like 200,000 people or something.
Right. Is everybody? We actually have fans in Canada, to be honest with you. Yeah. We're known all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
We're RenegadeTalkRadio.com. We're actually internet, so we're not. We kind of make. How do you say it? We're definitely not scripted. So
yeah. No.
We say we don't sugarcoat shit. We do all
great.
That.
Renegade so, Talk Radio.
Radio.com. I'm going to give you my card. Does anybody want to say hi to you?
Yeah. No.
No?
Not everybody.
Everybody? Okay. Well. So she was like,
oh my God. No, I was just like, I got a place to
be. Is it because I'm bald?
I always know that she'll stop.
I promise you, we're actually world known. You don't even know. You've never seen my face.
Okay.
But I'm actually a voice for Renegade Talk Radio. We're known. We've got over 3 million visitors or fans. Anyhow, the question, are you guys registered to vote?
Yes.
I am.
You are. Who are you voting for? You don't have to say your name, honey.
I'll say who I'm voting for. I'm voting for Hillary.
Same person
Hillary.
As she
and
is.
And why are you voting for Hillary?
Well, first of all, she's a woman, and I like that.
Okay.
And I'm also more leaning towards liberal policies, so
okay.
I like more social liberal, and I'm more for the Affordable Care Act than more other people are.
Okay.
So.
And, yeah. And you, are you from?
No, I'm from St. Louis.
Oh, I got. I'm from Illinois. I used to live in Decatur. I'm a farm boy. I used to beat up the cows. You know, hey, you don't know the cow dog. Yeah. And how about you?
You don't have to say.
She is really shy. Oh my gosh.
Well, I may be more like vocal about my.
Well, you're
I'm
I agree
well,
with
I'm
her.
Also, I'm also in law, so
she's
I'm like.
A law student.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep talking
practicing?
To her.
Health law. So.
Health law, really? Okay.
Which is. And business law, so.
Business law?
Yeah.
How about you?
Me?
Yeah. Renegade Nation, I just got this sassy attitude. Her hand went up. She had the finger up. She goes, me? So let's try this again. So, who are you voting for?
Neither of them.
Are you registered to vote?
I am registered to vote.
Okay.
I don't like either of them. I don't want to vote for either of them. It's lesser of two evils at this point.
Well, is there anybody you guys want to say hi to back home?
Nope.
Come on, Ms.
I don't.
You don't? Well, here's our card. Tune us in if you want. Thank you so much for your time. You guys have a wonderful day. So the question I have for you, ladies, I'm Sammy the Sausage.
Sammy the Sausage.
Yes. Okay. Have you ever heard of Renegade Talk Radio?
No.
You haven't?
Just moved here.
We just moved here.
From
literally
where?
3 weeks for me.
Really?
I just got back from New Zealand.
New Zealand? I've been there. It's beautiful, isn't
it's
it?
It's gorgeous.
So green, right?
It's beautiful.
How about you?
I've been here like 3 months.
3 months? From where?
Nation's capital.
Oh, good Lord. Aren't you glad you're here?
It's cheaper, so yeah.
Nice.
So if you were to vote, who are you going to vote for?
Hillary Clinton.
And why?
I mean, it's really not a why. Have you seen Donald Trump?
I
have. Have you heard the commentary?
Yes. I also,
plus
I mean.
Plus, he's not pro-women, and I'm a woman, so why would I vote for a man that doesn't care about my well-being as a woman?
And you do know that Hillary voted against women's rights oftentimes and not, right?
Like, I'm not voting for Trump.
Oh, that's fine. I'm just saying you do know that, right?
I'm not voting for
Trump. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm not asking you to change your vote. I just want to make sure you knew. And you?
I'm not voting for Trump either.
You're not voting for Trump either, so
no.
You're going for Hillary as well. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for your time. You guys have a great day, okay?
You have a wonderful night yourself.
Talk Radio, and I just want to add, we're trying to do a poll to see who's voting for who. Are you from America?
No, Mount. No.
You're
no,
not?
Argentina.
Where?
Argentina.
Where's that? I don't understand. You're not from the United States?
No.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. You have a good day.
Hello.
Two, right this way, please.
I want to talk to him.
Oh, God.
My name is Sammy the Sausage. You're voting for who?
Trump. We're voting for Trump.
Okay.
We're from Idaho, visiting Vegas.
Okay.
And Idaho is a red state, so I'm voting just with how my fellow Idahoans are voting.
So a lot of them are voting Trump?
Oh, yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Oh, so I'll put you on air a little bit more. What's your name?
Terry.
Hi, Terry. So, well, just so you know, I'm actually saying we're all over the world. We actually have people in England. It's not, you probably, I don't know if you ever heard of this, but we are very not, we're in your face about it. We are, like, not conservatives at all. You know what I mean? Like, we
so are you
politically incorrect.
Okay, like, oh, I like that. All right, I like that.
No, we're actually invited to go to the Trump rally. We're going to the after party. We've been invited to the after party.
Cool. So after the debate on the 19th? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. We're actually there. And we're going to be interviewing Clint Eastwood, Leanne Rimes, and we're going to be doing it live on Facebook. So
I think there's going to be a lot of people voting for Trump that won't admit it out in public.
Right.
But when they get in the voting booth, they're going to vote without people harassing them.
What if I was to tell you that when I was going up and down the strip, that a lot of people were voting for Hillary and they don't even realize what she actually does? They are only voting for her because they don't like Trump. They don't understand.
That's
politics.
Not surprising. That's not surprising. It is insane, but it's not surprising.
People voting for Hillary is they're voting on emotion and not substance.
Thank you. That's true.
And that's how Obama got in. Okay, I don't know if you liked him or not, but people voted for Obama because I've heard time and time again, I want to be a part of history. I want to be voting for Obama because he's the first black president. Now, we're going to have the same scenario this time around. You're going to have a lot of people voting for Hillary, even though she's not the better candidate, because they believe in their mind they're going to be a part of history to be the first woman president in this country.
And I actually heard some people say that tonight.
You'll say that. They're voting on emotion instead of substance.
Did you know, and I didn't know this until tonight, when I was talking to these people from Puerto Rico, that they actually said that they've been allowed to vote. Can you believe that?
And they're not even. I did not know that.
I did not know that either. That's creepy scary. So I asked them. You want to tell the question I asked them? I asked them, I said, let me ask you a question. Are you guys, did they give you guys voting rights and tell you who to vote for? Because I don't put it past.
I know.
I don't put it past them. Now, did you see the new WikiLeaks thing?
Oh, yeah.
Regarding Scallion?
Oh.
No, I haven't heard that. Every day there's new. Yeah. Emails come out, and it keeps putting Hillary in a bad, what we call bad mold, or what's the word?
Well,
bad light.
I don't have confirmation yet. I mean, I got it from one of my friends that is into all this stuff. He basically said that they came out with an email that said that, I think he called it wet, something wet. It's a military term.
Right.
For Scalia. It was basically assassination. And it was an email sent to...
Assassination of...
Scalia? You mean Scalia?
Well, he's the one that died.
Yeah, he was the one that died in
his
hotel.
The one that died.
Oh, that had like... because there was like...
He was in Texas.
Yeah, there was reports that there was something wacky going on there.
Yeah,
I remember that now. I remember
they
that.
They found him in bed, dead. The next morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's there's a ties in WikiLeaks on that right now as we speak.
Really?
So there's a little conspiracy there.
Let me ask you a question. If you're wanting to pass laws and have things changed, how would you do that? Because once you put it as Supreme Justice,
you have to change the liberal or the
you have to
Supreme
change
Court
the conservative to liberal.
Yep. Yeah, you got to change the Supreme Court in your direction, whether it's conservative or liberal. See, it's been conservative now for I don't know how long,
50
and I'm
years,
sure
yeah,
I'm sure that's driving the liberals just completely nuts.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and do you want to say hi to anybody?
I don't know. Just hi to everybody in Idaho. We love you.
Only if you vote the right way.
You can't go blue.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm going to give you. I gave you my card.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Here's another one. Please tune in. Like I said, we're all over the world. So
okay. Cool.
Can I ask you one question? Are you going to vote, and who are you going to vote for?
I am voting for Trump.
Oh, you're my friend.
What? Here's the thing. I'm tired of the politicians. I'm tired of...
I know.
Okay, another reason why I'm voting for Trump
is. He's not a career politician.
Thank you. That's what I think.
He's a businessman. He knows dollars and cents. Our career politicians don't have a clue on how our financial system works in this country.
And he's wanting to make America a business again.
Yeah. Yep. And we need to start running this country like a business instead of a out of control bureaucracy.
Do you remember one of his statements that he said in the second debate that if he was elected, he was going to have a special prosecutor?
Special prosecutor. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to tell you that Trump does have an amazing team on his side. One of those team members was my friend that actually said, hey, what do you think of this? And Trump was like, you know what? That's amazing. And he's actually with Renegade Talk Radio. His name is Carl Higbee. Do you know who Carl Higbee is?
No.
He's with Fox News and all that, but he's an ex-Navy SEAL.
We watch Fox News all the time because we really want to know what the actual news is.
Right, Fox News.
You can't watch the Clinton News Network or MSNBC because all you get is liberal propaganda spin.
Exactly.
We want to watch hard news, not propaganda.
If you come on our site and you start listening, we talk about a lot. We don't talk about all of it, but we do talk about like a lot of the politics. We talk about a lot of stuff that we see, and we go off on it. Like we did the debate. We went off on the debate. It was a 3-hour show.
Oh, wow.
And we would pause it in the middle of what they were saying, and we would say, well, this is what they're doing. This is what they're saying. We actually broke it down.
We don't sugarcoat
shit.
Yeah. You know, that is amazing that you can even, you know,
oh, you should
put that on the card, you know.
Watch this. Hillary Clinton, go fuck yourself. There you go. And that will be on the air. I promise you that's going to be on the air.
I got a better saying than that.
Go ahead.
Hillary Clinton, you're the wicked witch of the East.
Yeah. Now get out of here, beast. And get yourself checked for yeast. I promise you that's going on, okay?
Put that on.
Oh, it will. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Wicked Witch of the East.
Yeah.
You know, Trump ought to pick up on that. You know, tell Trump to start saying that.
Yeah, make sure you tell all your family and friends about this.
Oh, we will.
And then they'll listen and you'll hear yourselves on there, okay?
Oh, dear, okay.
You're like, oh my God. She's all like, oh my God. Well, thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful time here. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. It was fun to talk with you.
You bet. You too. And thanks for your vote. So, the question. So you said you're from Washington D.C.
Mm-hmm. We're not from there, but we've lived there for a while.
Oh yeah, I have a friend that lives there right now. The crime rate over there is nuts.
Yeah, it's getting intense.
There's a lot of areas though, like our area in particular, like northwest, northeast, and northern. Like they're getting gentrified like crazy over the last few years. They refer to it as them being up and coming, but it's no real secret. Like what's going on? Like they're just and rent's going up a little bit. So there are areas, in the southeast areas especially, they're starting to get really. The southeast areas are just starting to get really bad.
Well, you don't mind me asking, who are you voting for?
Out of sheer necessity, Hillary, probably. I mean, she's not our first choice, but definitely not our, you know, we were both fans of Bernie, and I kind of did, I gave Jill Stein an honest chance, but we're probably going to go Hillary, I think.
Well, can I ask, do you think that, I think Bernie Sanders got the short stick on that from the DNC?
He was never even considered as a serious candidate, and I don't think they ever really, I mean, I don't know.
Well, let me ask one other question. Now, do you think that he was a threat to Hillary and that's why they did what they did? Because that's what I feel, is that he was a threat to her, and then that's why they did what they did with the DNC.
It would not surprise me.
I do think there is a certain level of status quo that neither party would like to see messed with that Bernie Sanders might have introduced. I, for one, the reason why I was a fan of Bernie Sanders was really quite plain and simply it was sheer selfishness on my part. I'm 25. I've been obsessed with putting in my retirement since I was 16, 17, and you know 08 happened and it crashed, and you know the only one talking about serious banking legislation was Bernie Sanders, and that was why right off the bat he had me. But I do think when you say threatened, I think there's a certain level of status quo that neither party wants to see screwed with, and that that Bernie Sanders definitely offered a change that neither one might have been comfortable with.
Okay. Now my other question is, if that happened, if Hillary Clinton did that, wouldn't that be a little bit more of a conniving way to win the election, or is that something that what's wrong? You don't like Trump.
He has, well, I mean, what he has said publicly about women and minorities on the whole are not what I would see representative. Like, I would like to, you know, if I had a daughter, I have a goddaughter, you know, but I certainly, if I had a daughter, I would want her to grow up in a world where the president didn't say shit like stuff like that. Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. You can cuss. Yeah. I'm Renegade Talk Radio on the internet.
Fuck you.
There you go. So, we're good to go.
I would rather live in a world where he didn't say shit like that. I would have given him a much more fair shake in the early going, I think, had that not been on the table. But also, I am astounded that the GOP couldn't come up with somebody to that could pose a more substantial threat to Hillary Clinton. This was the year where a Mitt Romney / John McCain would have absolutely, in my opinion, would have won the election. And would have even considered my vote. I mean, I try not to be partisan. I would have had to given it a good hard look. But they made it a lot easier of a decision, especially for millennials, I think, than it should be. It really should be a lot harder than what it was.
Right. And I agree with you on a lot of those points. The other thing is, now you do realize that the thing that happened with Trump was like in 2005, and I do get it.
Oh, yeah, 2005, 2008, years right. ago, of course.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I can honestly tell you that you heard the debate where Hillary Clinton was protecting her husband from all
oh,
of
yeah.
that.
And that's another
that's
thing.
The same thing.
And
no,
you and I have been, we've been talking about that as well. That is something, you know, I'm not defending, you know, any, I try not to defend any politician because they're not going to waste right. their time defending me. But,
yeah, exactly. There you go.
But that is one thing that lost in this kerfuffle with all of this Trump stuff in terms right. of what he said and what he's supposedly done is people have not been talking about the fact that the rape allegations brought against Bill Clinton were very serious and had a lot of weight and are worth talking about. I mean, people were victimized regardless and almost lost in all that, you know, lost in all the kerfuffle with what did Trump say this week, right. you know, where we're focusing on it like a reality show, is, you know, something that's a seriously viable thing. I mean, if Michelle Obama, for example, had a questionable background, or if, Laura Bush had to go through what she had, I mean, had to go through all that scrutiny right. during George Bush's election for her drunk driving incident. I mean, that level of
How
scrutiny.
How old were you when they were going through that? You probably were like 4?
I was like 10.
And even sperm.
I was like 10.
Right? Okay, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page.
How would you know that? I try to pay attention, and I just, that's why, like, I feel like that level of scrutiny isn't being passed. No, I feel like that this election, because of all the stuff that is going on with Trump, that level of scrutiny isn't being brought upon both sides. They're learning, they're so much focused on what did he say this week or what did he say last week that they're not focusing on that. But I would like to certainly see a lot more accountability brought on both sides, not just...
When you saw that, you looked at the debates, did you? I mean, me personally, I did not think that the debates... I'm bipartisan. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I didn't think that the debates were painting a pretty picture, and it was one-sided. It was like Trump was going against Hillary plus the moderator. Would you say
and
that
the,
would be a fair assessment?
I don't know. I have a hard time with if... I would agree with that to a certain extent, but typically, and this has been true of all the elections I've watched and the debates I've watched, I get really frustrated. I love, you know, I play by the rules, so should everybody else. I get really frustrated when people interrupt. I really, like, when the candidates interrupt either side, it drives me insane. And he did interrupt a lot. Now, if he could slew that down a little bit, I would say absolutely, yeah, I think it's going to be a little one-sided. But he makes it hard to... It just comes to the fact that he hasn't had 40 years of politicking to know how to handle those situations the way that career politicians would have. Not that that's a good thing, necessarily.
That's what I was going to say, because I'm more going towards Trump for the simple fact that when I see what's happening, I don't want any more politicians. We need to be, did you notice that, I mean, he talked about this, it was 1%, he said, no. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I wouldn't know one way or the other. Honestly, I'd have to look, which is another thing politicians don't say.
Look. It's actually a little bit like around 0.5% growth, mm-hmm. which means all of our jobs are going elsewhere. I'll give you an example. I was talking to Apple today, and they said they were from El Paso or San Antonio, Texas. From India. And I said to them, I said, where are you from? It says it's from Texas, but everybody I hear, and you know what they told me? San Antonin.
Yeah.
They couldn't even say in San Antonio. So
if Trump was promising to bring back more jobs to America that lessened the homeless rates and got people more jobs, would that be something that you would find a positive?
Certainly, and I like to think that's the aim of... Of everybody, I would like to think that would be the aim of everyone running for office. Certainly, if that's a priority, I would like that to certainly be so. And you know, looking at the big giant building with his name on it. I mean, I would certainly like that to be a priority, and that is supposed to be the number one thing, regardless of anything else.
I really appreciate.
Yes,
your time.
Thank you. We're
My
so
name
sorry.
Is Sam.
Sam, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
thank you for your
hey,
card as well. Dominic.
Sarah.
We're saying hi to you. We're actually listening to worldwide.
Oh, wonderful.
We're in the UK.
You're the only person I would say hi to.
I have. Hi, everyone.
Hi, world.
Yeah, well, just listen to it. We may have it on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tomorrow, or maybe even Sunday. Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure talking to you. I like you're knowledgeable.
Thank you.
You're awesome. Thank you. What is your name?
My name is Kelsey.
Kelsey. Well, that's kind of. I have a friend. He's an older man. He's like from the. He's like 78 years old. His name is Patsy.
Okay.
Very similar.
Cool.
What's your name?
Leslie.
Hi, Leslie. So the reason why I'm asking you to talk to people is because we're trying to find out what the true polls are for people voting.
Okay.
So if you were going to vote, and I don't know if you don't have to give me your opinion, but
sure.
Who are you going to vote for? And why?
You understand?
Oh, boy.
Come on, girl.
I wasn't really ready for this right now.
You want to handle this for me? Good. She speaks for the both of us.
Hillary.
And
yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You think it was going to be easy?
Yeah, I was expecting, I don't know, Renegade Radio. I'm Vegas.
Well,
I was thinking something a little easier
radio
today.
Worldwide. We actually heard in England.
Oh, good. I'm going to be heard everywhere. That's even worse. That's very true. I didn't get.
There's no face to the name.
I feel like...
You're so cute. Oh, my God.
I feel like Trump is the wrong direction, to put it nicely. I mean, I just feel like he's
so many awful
racist,
reasons.
Misogynist, xenophobic kind of person, and I just don't want him running the country.
Well, I really, really appreciate your guys' comments. So,
cool.
We will be on. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so who are you voting for?
Vote for Trump.
Okay, and your first name. You don't give me your last name.
Ken.
Huh?
Ken.
Ken?
Yes.
So why are you voting for Trump?
First of all, number one, there's no way I'm going to be voting for Hillary because of what she's done with the military and prior military. And
so what branch were you in? I'm sorry.
Army,
okay.
Yep. Everything that went over there, happened over there, Benghazi, is just completely unacceptable. Yeah, I don't know. What else is there to say, really?
Hey, Renegade Nation, again, you just heard exactly everything that I heard last night. For the most part, there was a lot of people that I didn't get to, and it just surprised me how the ostrich media had totally dumbified America. I couldn't believe half the crap that I was hearing. The ability for people to understand what politics are really about and what's good for this nation. Anyhow, back to what we were talking about. Please go to the polls, vote your conscience, do what you need to do, and make sure that when you listen to this show that you really hear what we were talking about. For all this, the separation, you know, the black and white and all this, that's just smoke and mirrors, people. That's just trying to separate us so that the ostrich media and the upper echelon people can get exactly what they want. They get the separation and they get the votes for Hillary, and they get exactly what they want from these banksters. So make sure that you tune in, and if you have any questions, please email us, and if you want to come on, you email us at renegadetalkradio or renegadetalk@gmail.com. And we will talk to you later. Thank you guys for listening.